coming up on episode number 740. It is an all-request night, and you guys have sent in some fantastic song suggestions. Stuff like Mr. Mister, Loretta Lynn, and Pulp all covered on today's show. Plus, we take you around the world, from Japan to Spain to Jamaica, man. All this, and Tina and Trivia 2, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, January 25th, 2011. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another all-request edition of the show. Like I said at the top of the show, some great stuff coming up. A cover of Pulp, like you've never heard it before. Also, Kraftwerk, Joy Division, all of this coming up. But before we get to those, let's get to a cover of a Mr. Mister song. This one comes from a 2006 release called To a Modern Love from a group called Repeat Offender. It is going out to Jim Colbert, who also listens to me on FilmSec. Thank you for checking that out, Jim. And I'll tell you about another project I'm doing lately. After we hear this song, here is Broken Wings by Repeat Offender.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. Hands. 'Cause this time won't be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. Fly again, learn to live so free. Because we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again, learn to live so free. Because we hear the voices sing, the book of love. Tonight, we can take what was wrong and make it right. Oh,
tonight we can just take what's wrong and make it turn out right. Yeah,
baby, it's all I know, that you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole.
Just take these broken wings. I wanna just turn to fly. I just take.
going out to Allison in Philadelphia, where it's always sunny. That is Love Will Tear Us Apart. That is by a group called The Diary. Has a very 80s feel to it, doesn't it? A very, very strong 80s feel to it. That actually came out in 1994 on an album called Page One. And the whole album is really good. It has a very, you know, has that same kind of feel to it. So worth checking out. If you like that track, you might like the rest of it. It's a good example of what you'll hear. Before that, going out to Neil in Fernie, that is Alex Is On Fire. All one word, Alex Is On Fire, with a cover of Midnight Oil's The Dead Heart. That one you'll find on a 7-inch that they released in 2010 called Aussie Tour 7-inch. You know, I usually don't like the screaming music. But that one was all right. Gotta say, that one was okay. And before that, Repeat Offender from an EP called To a Modern Love, which came out back in 2006. That is Mr. Mister's Broken Wings by Repeat Offender. And that one going out to Jim Colbert, who, like I said, also discovered the show, or also listens to FilmSack. And to that end, while we're on the subject, let's try that one. While we're on the subject, I am... co-host. I'm the guy in the booth for a new podcast that you may want to check out called The Morning Stream. It is a live stream morning show that you can also get as a podcast. You can download it later in the day if the timing is not convenient to listen to it. We record it every day, Monday through Thursday, from 8 a.m. to 9:30 Mountain. So figure out what that is. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 11:30 on the East Coast, and 7 to 8:30 on the West Coast. Of course, if you're overseas, consult a clock. But it is a combination of music, news, celebrity gossip, and weird stuff on the web, all sorts of great stuff, all crammed into 90 minutes of pure fun. And we have call in, you can call in via Skype or even call in via your phone and actually join in the conversation. So please check it out. Again, Monday through Fridays, 8 to 9:30 Mountain, and figure out what time it is in your neck of the woods. You can find out more about it by going to frogpants.com/TMS. That is short for The Morning Stream. I'll also have a link on Coverville to where you can check that out as well. Coverville today is brought to you by MapHook, MapHook.com. You can also get it as a free app for your iPhone. It's a social media network, and you know, there are so many social media networks out there that come a little fly by night. They appear and they disappear. Why is this one different? They're very different, and let me tell you why. They allow you to create digital memories and tie them together, string them together in a story. So not only are you saying, "Hey, I'm at my son's soccer game. They're winning, and it's sunny out." Blah blah blah. You can actually string them together over a season, over your son's season of soccer games, and actually string them together in a story and send them to relatives and say, "Hey, here's all of the games, all the soccer games this summer that my son was in, and here's the scores, and here's what the weather was like, and blah, blah, blah. Here's a photo." Or even plop them on a map so you can actually show, like, if you're doing a road trip, bam, here's where we saw Abbey Road Studios in London. Bam, we went up to... Lancashire and checked out how many holes were in how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea, right? MapHook is really cool, and it's really worth checking out. They are something different in a social network, and they tie in with Twitter and Facebook. So don't feel like you've got to leave one of those to do this. This adds on to it, so you can actually put your items in MapHook and have them automatically go out to your Facebook pages or your Twitter posts and have them automatically update those. It's all slick and it's all cool. And best of all, it's all free. Go to maphook.com and try it out for free, or download the free app onto your iPhone and start using MapHook today. All right, how about the trip around the world that I promised you? We're going to start things off with a request going out to Roy in Holland, Michigan, who you're going to hear a couple times with a couple requests on this show. This is the first of them. We're going to listen to El Lado Más Bestia de la Vida, which the rest of us know as Walk on the Wild Side, originally by Lou Reed. This is covered by Albert Pla from Spain. Actually, he's Catalonian. So look that one up in your atlas while you're listening to the music. Here's Albert Pla with his cover of Walk on the Wild Side from the 1995 collection Cover the World.
De pelo en pecho, pero estaba algo cansado, estaba harto de su sexo, así que se afeitó y se depiló, y ahora Manolo es toda una mujer desde que va por el lado de la vida más salvaje, sí, Manoli, por el lado más salvaje de la vida. Pija, libertina y sin manías, sus amantes mantenían su pisito de estudiante, pero eso sí, era muy decente, sus clientes eran ricos, finos y elegantes, y así sobrevive por el lado más salvaje de la vida, sí, Natalia, por el lado más bestia de la vida. Que marcha lleva, venga, 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 bailando por el lado más bestia, sí, Laurelio, por la pista más bestia de la vida. María iba mil por hora, iba muy deprisa, cuando más ciega se ponía, más a gusto se sentía. Acabó con ella una taquicardia y su mejor amiga ya me lo decía, es que María iba por el lado más bestia de la vida. Sí, sus amigas le decían, vas por el lado más bestia de la vida. Y leré, 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 leré.
Hi, Brian. This is Andrea in Tokyo, enjoying the show as always. February 1st is Tomoyasu Hotei's birthday, and I'd like to dedicate one of his songs to Mr. Hishida and Mr. and Mrs. Takagi at Milk Bar in Kichijoji. Domo arigato.
I'd like to take her home, that's understood. She plays hard to get, she smiles from time to time. It only takes a camera to change her mind. Drinking jazz champagne, and she has been drinking nearly all the men. She is playing her game, and you can hear them say, she is looking good for beauty we repay.
Like you were running the streets of jail, but you won't get it right. ghetto people like we. You never be like ghetto people like we. You wanna be like ghetto people like we. Understand, she just smiled and held my hand.
Fun to hear that in a version different from the William Shatner, Joe Jackson, Ben Folds 5 version, or Ben Folds version. That is Chesedek, a roots reggae singer from Jamaica, who you might also recognize if you're a video game nut. You might also recognize that name. He included a song on one of the Grand Theft Auto soundtracks that you hear in-game as you're driving around stealing people's cars. Isn't that nice? Not that song, though. That is Ghetto People, a cover of Common People. You'll find that on a 2010 collection called Kingston Calling, which featured a bunch of different reggae covers of, I don't want to say Britpop, 80s British anthems like London Calling, obviously, and Common People, like you heard right there. Pretty fun set. It's more polished reggae, so it's not going to be the old scratchy stuff that you might prefer, but in any case, that's a great tune, a great cover, and going out to Dan Cassidy in New Mexico, who requested that one. Before that, Andrea called from Japan and requested Tomoyasu Hotei. We played The Model, originally by Kraftwerk, covered there by Tomoyasu on the Modern Times Rock and Roll album, which for some strange reason you can't find on Amazon. You can get it on iTunes. You can even buy it by the song on iTunes, and usually it's the other way around. You know, stuff that you may not be able to find on iTunes, you can still find on Amazon, either in physical format or digital. But in this case, I'm going to send you over to iTunes to pick that one up. Modern Times Rock and Roll, an entire cover album by Tomoyasu Hotei. And there is his cover of Kraftwerk's The Model. And we started the set off with Albert Pla from Cover the World, a compilation that featured a bunch of different world beat, world music artists from 1995. That was Lou Reed's Take a Walk on the Wild Side, or as it's written on the label, El Lado Más Bestia de la Vida. And again, that was Albert Pla. One more set of music, and then it'll be time for trivia. I see Tina waiting anxiously to play. We're going to start things off with the other request going out to Roy in Holland, Michigan. Yeah, I didn't plan very well and put both of Roy's requests on the same show. Oh, well, hey, this one's for you, Roy. This one is a performance of Ring of Fire by Earl Scruggs from his 2001 release, Earl Scruggs and Friends, and includes one of his friends, an actor by the name of Billy Bob Thornton. You'll also know him as one-third of the Boxmasters. Here is Ring of Fire featuring Billy Bob Thornton from Earl Scruggs and Friends.
By wild desire, I fell into ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. For you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
You started looking good. You should have known. women don't have a chance. Cause if you've been married, you can't have no fun at all. No rated X. No matter what they do, they're gonna talk about you. You don't have to think about it. Just let them talk. Just let them talk, Meg.
A song by the White Stripes they included on the 2010 tribute to Loretta Lynn entitled Coal Miner's Daughter. Great tune there, I guess, talking about how once you're married, you're dead. You're rated X. And that one going out to Coltrane Beckchance in North Carolina, who's way too young to be known about those sort of things. And before that, Ring of Fire by Earl Scruggs from Earl Scruggs and Friends from 2001, a cover of the song originally done by Anita Carter, but of course Johnny Cash made it famous. That is Billy Bob Thornton singing on that one, Ring of Fire by Earl Scruggs and Friends. That one going out to Roy in Holland, Michigan. Did I say Mississippi earlier? I think I said Mississippi earlier. Michigan.
I don't know.
Holland, Michigan. And speaking of, no, I can't even go there
Michigan?
With that. No, I was going to talk about the White Stripes song that we heard before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And?
Nothing.
Okay.
Speaking of which, here's Tina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
First Musically Challenged of 2011, isn't it?
Maybe.
I don't think we've done one yet this year.
I don't know.
Yeah, because I missed last week's. This last week was supposed to be an all-request show, but got caught up doing stuff.
No, I think so, because...
Preparing for the morning stream.
No, we did, because I already talked about the washing machine, and we got that at the beginning of the year.
That's right. You did. Okay, so we must have put one at the end of the... Oh, we put one at the end of the Indie Hodgepodge, I guess.
Yes.
That must have been it. Okay, cool. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And, you know, I don't mean those things I say about...
I know.
Yes. So, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. Anything you want to say on the show?
No, there is nothing.
Okay, geez.
All right. Weird. It's just you asked me it twice.
Oh, I did. All right. Well, fine. Okay. Well, then, you know what?
Nothing changed in 2 minutes.
Fine. Then we're going to go right into Musically Challenged. This one is put together by Raymond. And it's another edition of Give the Drummer Some. And I love these. This is a lot of fun. Let's get to it right now.
Okay.
Give the drummer some! Give the drummer some! Give the drummer some! You got a drummer!
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina. It's Ray from Northern California again with another edition of Give the Drummer Some. I'll be playing 5 songs with drum intros, and your job is to guess the artist and title of these songs. You get 1 point for the correct song title and 1 point for the correct artist, so that's 10 points maximum. And some of these are pretty short, so you might want to have your finger on the rewind button. Are you ready? Here we go. Good luck.
Question 1.
Oh, he got too much in there. That was the giveaway right there. Do you know what, Tina?
Is it We're Not Going to Take
It? It is We're Not Going to Take It.
Is it Quiet Riot?
Oh, no. The other one that rhymed.
I don't know.
The other metal band, Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister, that's
yes,
right.
One of, you know, not the only one that rhymed, but
yeah,
one of many that rhymed. Anyway, yep, We're Not Going to Take It by Twisted Sister.
Question 2.
Come on, Feel the Noise.
And who's that one by,
Is that
Tina?
By Quiet Riot?
That's by okay. Quiet Riot. Oh, funny.
Question 3.
The dogs are going nuts all of a sudden.
I couldn't hear a thing. The dogs just went
yes.
ballistic.
They're
here.
Freaking out because I think our son just got home from school and he's got them all riled up.
Okay.
I want to hear that one again. Can
yes.
we hear that one again? All right.
Yeah, joke.
Oh, shoot. I just moved the needle, and I don't think I wanted to do that. Let me figure out where we were. Ooh.
Ooh, bump. AC/DC, Back Ba-da-dum.
In Black. Ba-da-dum. Da-da-da-da. Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Question 4.
short intro. Oh, well, short drum intro, and then you get right into it.
I know that's so familiar. I don't know. I know it, but
you know it.
It isn't clicking.
It's Van Halen, Jamie's Crying.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, and last one.
Question five.
Is that Wipeout?
It's not. Oh, but that's a good guess because it's heavy cymbals in it.
Right, yeah, but I can't think of
it. No, you would have been on the right track staying with metal bands.
Yeah, I know. I can't think of.
That is Led Zeppelin with Rock and Roll.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I had to kill that one early just because.
So that was five great rock songs with drum intros. How'd you do? Let's find out. Here's the answers.
Question one.
Question one is, We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister. Did you get that one?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Question two.
Somebody needs to do a mashup with those two because they're pretty close as far as the intro and then the screaming before the guitar comes in.
Yep. Yep.
Question two is Come On, Feel the Noise by Quiet Riot. Tina, I think you got this one.
Question three.
Nicely done, Tina.
Question three is Back in Black by AC/DC. I think you got this one, both of you.
Yeah, you absolutely got that one before I did.
Oh, I'm very happy about that. Well, yes. Growing up with a brother, an older brother, who had an affinity for heavy metal.
Yeah, this is your
wheelhouse. This was like a no-brainer, yeah.
Question four.
Question number four is Jamie's Crying by Van Halen, and it was highly sampled by Tone Loc on Wild Thing.
Yeah, that's, you know, if you would have just had the bum 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 and cut it off right there, I would have been stuck. Would it have been
I know.
Wild Thing, or would it have been Jamie's Crying?
Question five.
And finally, question five is Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. So how'd you do? I'm pretty sure you got at least 8 points, maybe 9 or 10. Oh, well, that'll do it for this edition of Give the Drummer Some. Again, my name is Ray from Northern California. Until next time, thanks. Bye.
Nice job, Ray. That was great. I love those. I love those Give the Drummer Some ones because it's good, quick, fast, bam, 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 get the songs out.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a bunch of them to me. And I know on the last time we did it, we mentioned that he could even cut the intros a little bit shorter, and we'd probably still it would make it a little bit more challenging. But obviously,
we still killed it.
Yeah, we still killed it. But I'm just saying, you know, before anyone emails in, we're still through the first batch he sent, so he hasn't had a chance to go back and.
Oh, I thought it was perfect, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I thought he did a great job.
Well, I thought he did a great job too.
Yes.
But all right, you're saying.
Okay.
There.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to play that. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can visit coverville.com and post a message in the comments section for this show. You can also listen to my other podcasts, Lyrics Undercover, at lyricsundercover.com. You can listen to Today in Music History. Both of those are really, really short. Lyrics Undercover, we take a song and analyze the lyrics, and great help from my writer, Robin Vitamos, on that one. She is amazing. Such a great writer, and it's a pleasure to speak her words. Today in Music History, you can find it at todayinmusichistory.coverville.com, and that is a daily 4 or 5 minute show that talks about all the news and events, things that happened on this day in music, obviously. FilmSack over at the Frogpan Studios Network, we analyze one movie a week, one geeky, cool, sci-fi, monstery movie a week, and this week it's Lost Boys. So make sure you check that out over at filmsack.com. And finally, the brand new one, The Morning Stream, which you can find over at Frogpants as well, frogpants.com. And that is the almost daily, Monday through Thursday, morning show that I have the pleasure of co-hosting with the amazing, talented, and brilliant Scott Johnson. Sounds like I'm kissing up.
I know.
But I'm not. We all know who the real star of that show is. I'm kidding, Scott. I'm kidding. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition of Coverville. Can I tease it? Do I know what it's going to be? I don't think I do. I think I was going to try and do Journey, but I figured out I don't have... Maybe it'll still be Journey. Oh, no, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be a bunch of different cover short stories of folks. I don't have enough covers to make a full cover story. So it'll be like a triple or a quadruple cover story.
Okay.
So there you go. Enjoy
that. Have fun tying that together.
Thank you very much. That is going to do it. We'll be back on Thursday. And until then, this is Brian Abbott Singh. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. You'll also find Coverville as part of the Frogpants Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out over at frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, it's like you're there. It's like you're there.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.